Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, November 26th, 2021. As of yesterday, 71.2% of Berliners received at least one coronavirus vaccination, 68.8% have been fully vaccinated, and the 7-day incidence in the capital was 344.8. Starting tomorrow, November 27th, an expanded 2G rule will come into force in Berlin. For example, the 2G rule will be extended to the retail sector, including a masking or testing requirement along with 2G, depending upon the situation. A somewhat lengthy overview of the rules as provided by the RBB is as follows. The Senate passed the 11th regulation of the 3rd Infection Protection Measures Ordinance on November 23rd, and these regulations are effective tomorrow. The extension of the 2G regulation includes a basic mask requirement under 2G conditions, a mask or test requirement for body-related services, a 2G and mask requirement in indoor food service, a distance requirement or test requirement in the area of indoor sports practice, a testing requirement and a maximum occupancy of 50% of venue capacity for indoor dance parties and similar businesses. And the areas covered by the extension include retail, except for basic services like supermarkets, drugstores, and pharmacies, overnight accommodations in hotels and lodging establishments, adult education centers, music and driving schools, and a restriction of the permitted number of persons at large events starting December 1st of 2021, and Christmas markets with a mask requirement. And if it isn't already clear, here's the difference between the 2G and the 3G models. The 2G condition stipulates admission is limited to individuals who are fully vaccinated or considered recovered. Proof of vaccination and recovery must be digitally verifiable, for example, via the federal government's Corona Warn app or the RKI's CovePass app. But printed QR codes are also digitally verifiable. The presence of guests and clients' vaccination or recovery records must be recorded with attendance documentation, and the 2G model can also apply on a day-by-day basis or for a limited period of time. Moreover, staff with direct client and guest contact must either be fully vaccinated or considered recovered or provide a current negative test. Children under the age of 18 may attend 2G events and enter and use 2G facilities if they test negative. Individuals who cannot be vaccinated for medical reasons and can provide proof of this through a certificate or a maternity record may also participate under 2G conditions. However, these people must provide a negative PCR test. In the 3G model, in addition to vaccinated and recovered persons, negatively tested people are also admitted. If indoor spaces are involved, the 2G model is mandatory for the following events, services, and facilities. All events with more than 20 people, including private parties, body-related services in the personal care sector, such as hairdressers and beauty salons, restaurants and other catering establishments, museums, cinemas, clubs, theaters, concert halls, and similar cultural institutions, sightseeing tours and similar tourist services, covered sports facilities, including gyms and indoor swimming pools, saunas and thermal baths, amusement arcades and amusement parks, and sexual services. And now, on to regulations in the workplace. One's workplace may only be visited by recovered, vaccinated, or tested persons, or the 3G regulation. Compliance with this regulation is to be checked and documented by the employer on a daily basis. And employers are encouraged to allow their employees to work from home or on a mobile basis so that office workplaces are occupied at a maximum of 50%. A word about test offers. Everyone is eligible for a free rapid antigen test at least once a week at both Senate-owned and commercial testing centers. The right to free PCR retesting exists generally only in the Senate-owned test centers, and as a rule, the commercial testing centers do not perform PCR retesting. The following groups of people are eligible for a free PCR test exclusively through the Senate's own testing centers: those in need who cannot be vaccinated for medical reasons and wish to participate in a 2G event, individuals whose rapid self-administered test previously performed outside of a testing center is positive, individuals whose Corona Alert app indicates an elevated risk, individuals who have been officially identified as contacts by the public health department or by their treating physicians. And now on to mandatory testing. Employers are required to offer a free rapid test or those for self-testing under supervision at least twice a week. In hospitals, daily testing is mandatory for staff working close to patients. Employers must provide a certificate of the daily test result upon request in accordance with the template provided by the Healthcare Administration. And the testing requirement does not apply to employees with physical contact with customers if they are fully vaccinated or considered recovered. If the regulation specifies that a negative test is required, this also does not apply to children up to the age of 6. Moving on to quarantine requirements. Anyone who tests positive for coronavirus must comply with quarantine and extended testing obligations. In the case of a positive rapid test or self-test performed under supervision, affected individuals must immediately submit to a PCR test. Home quarantine is mandatory until the test result is provided. In the case of a positive self-test that was not performed under supervision, the only requirement initially is to have a PCR test performed immediately. In this case, no quarantine obligation applies, but affected people should go into domestic isolation as a precaution. In the case of a positive PCR test, domestic quarantine must be maintained for at least 14 days in consultation with the responsible health department. A negative corona test is required for termination of quarantine. During quarantine, all contact with persons outside the household is prohibited, and quarantine obligations are initially in effect until January 15th of 2022. Failure to comply with the quarantine requirements or to perform a PCR test after a positive rapid test will result in a fine of at least 1,000 euros. And contact quarantine. Exempt from quarantine due to close contact with a person who has tested positive for COVID are persons who are fully vaccinated, those who have recovered from COVID and who have received vaccination against it, and those who have had COVID in the past 6 months and have recovered. Exceptions apply for viral variants if symptoms are present and in hospital settings. And now a word on masking. Aside from the masking requirements we have been living with daily, at the end of the day, wearing a mask is strongly recommended in all public places where a minimum distance of 1.5 meters cannot be kept. The Senate does provide a contingent of masks for those in need, which are distributed by the districts. Those who violate the mask requirement risk a fine of at least 50 euros. And now for shopping. As we stated, the 2G rule will apply in the retail sector starting tomorrow. This is the biggest change from what we have been experiencing up till now. The number of people in a retail establishment must be limited in such a way that visitors can maintain the minimum distance from each other. The permitted area per customer is 5 square meters, and there is no obligation to document attendance via the Luca app, for instance, or filling out contact forms. The entire infection protection ordinance is long, and much of it is just a repeat of what we have already been doing for months. That said, for a link to it in its entirety, including information on schools and KETAs, please follow the link in our show notes. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.